when Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says he comes to establish dharma, what exactly does he mean? The word dharma is multivalent. Multivalent means it has many different meanings in different contexts. We consider fundamentally dharma comes from the Sanskrit root dhru, which means to sustain. So dharma refers to that which sustains our very nature. That means the course of action that enables us to live true to ourselves. That is dharma. The course of action that enables us to live true to ourselves, that is dharma. So, now what exactly is adharma? Our defining nature, if we see, we all want to love and to be loved. And we all long for a lasting object of love. Most of the movies and novels are about romance. And most of the romantic movies and novels, they end with HEA, happily ever after. So we all long for lasting love. So this, actually, to want to love and to be loved, that is what defines our existence. That is our nature. That is our dharma. Now, we all have a nature to love and to be loved. So the path, the course of action that enables us to develop our loving nature in a proper way, in a way that leads to fulfillment, that is called dharma. So Sanatan Dharma refers to the eternal dharma. That means that is the process which will enable us to direct our love towards the eternal. We are loving many different objects in this world. Unfortunately, none of these loves can last forever. But we direct our love towards the eternal, towards the supreme, that is a love that will last forever. So, dharma in that sense refers to our nature to love and serve, and the dharma in its highest expression is the course of action that will enable us to love the eternal. Okay? Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna says, I have come to establish dharma, dharma samsthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He is referring specifically to the social order that will facilitate spiritual growth. So at that time, when Krishna came, the vicious Kauravas had unscrupulously grabbed power and they were breaking havoc in society. So Krishna wanted to establish dharma. So, paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya dushkritam dharma samsthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. In 4.7 he says that those who are disrupting dharma, I want to sideline them. Those who honor dharma, I will enthrone them. And in that way, I will establish dharma. So Krishna is talking about establishing an external order which will help us to establish the inner order. The establishing the inner order means learning to love the eternal. Learning to live in a way that helps our loving nature to guide us toward eternal fulfillment. So in that sense, bhakti in its fullest sense is the height, is the pinnacle of dharma, it is paro dharma. So, and the outer social arrangement which can help us to practice bhakti steadily and develop love for Krishna, that is also dharma. So we try as much as possible to have an external order in today's world also, by which we can develop the inner order. So arranging society as much as possible in a way that is spiritually harmonious, that is one level of establishing dharma. But the ultimate purpose of establishing dharma is to bring order in our inner world, to make the Atma attached with bhakti to the Paramatma. So that is Krishna's ultimate purpose. And that's why 4.7, 4.8 he says, dharma samsthapanathaya. But the next verse, 4.9 is that we is janma karma cha me divyam evam yovatitapata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti suvarjana. And 4.10 is vitaragavaya krodha manmaya mam pashuta bahavo gyan tapasa putamad bhavamavata. So he says that when dharma is established, what will happen by that? Then people will understand my mysterious appearance and activities, my divine appearance and activities. They will become attracted to me. They will attain love for me. And when they attain love for me, they will attain me in my eternal abode. So the establishment of dharma is meant to help us to come to the level of bhakti and ultimately prema, love and love for the Lord as the culmination of bhakti. Okay? Thank you.